Our scripture reading for this morning is Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. You can follow along on the screen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil.
Thank you. I'm going to slip that through.
Well, I was going to mention that this was going to be my first sermon before Kiva did, and I was going to thank you for being a part of it. I really appreciate that. Like she said, this is something that I felt led to do, and I wanted to personally say I appreciate you being here, and I thank you for letting me come to you this morning. And just like she said, this is my first, so not that I expect it to be graded on a curve, but it's my first. All right. You know, I've had this verse really come to me at times, because I've noticed this pattern in my life of everything will be going great, and then for some reason that turbulence will start, that turbulence that we have in our life where it just starts to get a little bumpy, and then it seems like we try and fix that, and it gets a little worse, and then it gets a little worse, and then it gets a little worse, and then at some point, normally for me, it always stops and changes whenever I completely submit to God and stop trying to fix it myself. That's just the theme that I've noticed my life going through over the years. And that first part of the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart, you think, well, absolutely, I trust the Lord with all my heart. Of course I do. But then I start to try and separate. Well, you know, God, I've probably got this under control, and this thing and that thing. What I need your help with are these things over here. These are the serious ones that I need your help with. And I think that's initially where I start messing it up, when I try and separate what I can handle and what God can handle. Because just like this verse says, I don't think that's trusting in the Lord with all my heart. And I'm not saying that when we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, there is no life turbulence. What I'm saying is we're getting rid of that turbulence that we start to create ourselves when we start to trust in the Lord. And then this next part, the last part of verse 5, leaning not on your own understanding. That's the challenge for me. You know, leaning not on my own understanding, that's what I do. I think, oh, I've seen this, I can fix this, I've got this. And it's kind of funny to watch this play out in my house, because I've got a whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of different ages running around the house. And you can see one of those little boys mess something up, and one of those teenagers will be like, really? You should have seen that coming. You should know better than that. But then, you know, one of my teenagers with their infinite years of wisdom will mess something up, and then I'll be the one to say, really? You should have known better than that. Didn't you see that coming? But then, sure enough, then it's my turn, right? Then I mess something up, and it's God, it's sometimes my mom saying, really? You should have known better. Why did you even do that? You know, how many times have we said to ourselves, if I had that to do over again, oh, if I could change that, I'd have definitely done that differently, or I'm not doing that next time. But I think that's where we start to create that turbulence, and we try and fix our problems, we try and fix these little situations instead of trusting in the Lord. We start to trust in our own understanding. And you really can't do both at the same time. So you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know, we were We were unpacking Christmas decorations not that long ago, and this really became evident for me when my wife unpacked this little snowman figurine, and she was like, when did the snowman get broken? Well, I didn't see any pieces fall out or anything else. I thought, well, what do you mean? How do you know it's broken? Because she's looking at it. And she said, oh, well, his nose has been glued back on. I said, really? She said, oh, yeah, his nose has been glued back on. I said, well, how did you know? Because she's still looking at it. I haven't seen it yet. She said, oh, well, somebody glued his nose back to his eye. So for me, I told her, I think that's got the repair of a young boy written all over it. I don't know how that happened, but it seems like that's what we do. You know, the more things get messed up, the more we try and fix them. And then somebody else comes along and it's like, really? You glued his nose to his eye. How'd that happen? But that's what we do when we start to try and rely on our own understanding and not trusting in the Lord. The second part of that, at the beginning of verse 6, and in all your ways, my Bible says, submit to him. That, I know, is right when we're on the verge of something great. When you start to get to that point where you are going to submit. I know normally for me, that's when I'm sitting in the belly of the whale. I've messed it all up. I haven't listened. I've tried to fix it myself, and now it's just completely and totally 100% a mess. And then I realize, okay, this is not something that I should have even bothered to try and fix. And now I'm ready to submit because I realize what I've done. I've realized what's happened here. And I think we have that choice, whether we realize at the beginning, are we gonna try and rely on our own understanding, or are we not going to create all of that turbulence in our life if we're just gonna rely instead on God, if we're gonna trust him with all of our heart. And like I said, I think that's right when we're on the verge of greatness. That's right when we're on the verge of something amazing. When you know you're doing exactly what God wants you to do. When you're going right down the path that he has put before you. And that's really the part of this verse that is really key for me. Because he will make your path straight. That is when you get that feeling and you know, God has made my path straight now. I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I know exactly where I'm going, and I know exactly how I'm going to get there. Or maybe you don't exactly know, but you know, period, you're following the Lord's will. You're doing what God has set for you in your life. And he will. He absolutely will. As long as you trust him with all of your heart and you submit to him. And like I said, it's not relying on our own understanding. I know that's what gets me. That's what trips me up, and that's what I have the hardest time with, not relying on my own understanding. Verse 7 really just summarizes the whole thing for me. You know, in verse 7 it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And I think if we do that, then, like I said, that's where we're on the verge of that greatness, where we're on the verge of God doing amazing things in our lives if we just submit to him and follow his path. I know that's challenging. It really is. When When you look at our vision, though, for the church, strengthening our personal relationship with Christ daily, I think that's what it calls for. It calls for us to submit to Him daily and daily see what His path is for us. And I know that it's not easy. It's not easy relying on Him and not on your own understanding. But it's a wonderful experience when you do and you realize I am right in the middle of God's path that He has made straight for me. Thank you.
I'm going to give Ryan opportunity to give our final benediction, but I just felt something on my heart, and so I'm just going to throw it out there. Thinking ahead and thinking our children ministry and our family ministry is so important in our church. And if you have a true heart for that, after we kind of close and everything else, if anyone who wants to, if you'll meet me in the chapel and for 5 minutes, we'll just have a prayer about that, asking God for continuing direction in that, because we're going to be starting to do some things. And so if you care about the children in our church, if that's something really important to you, anyone who would like to, just meet me in the chapel after we get through. Ryan?
Receive this benediction. Lord, as we go from here today, let us submit to You. Let us start the new year off going down the paths that You've set straight for us. As soon as we submit to You and trust with You in all our hearts. Lord, I ask that peace touch each and every life here today, the ones that can't be here, the ones that are sick, the ones that are ailing, Lord. Be with them as they go from here today. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.